period that you may not have liked. What was the mindset going into the second that turned it around?
Just don't get frustrated. You know, we know that these guys play a really structured, stingy defensive game, and you know, the more we get frustrated, the more we play into that game, and the less effective we'll be. So, just try to keep straight lines, try to get pucks to the net, make them turn, and I think we started getting on the body a little bit, and you know, we were able to come up with some loose pucks.
You and Mark showed some chemistry. It's been around for a long time. How nice was it to get back together again and produce?
Yeah, I mean, it's there. I think you know, that there's not a whole lot to say about it. I mean, you know, I love playing with Scheife, and I think the feeling's mutual, and it's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. That's something you'd love to see continue then, I guess.
Of course. I mean, selfishly, that's, you know, you want to play with the guys that bring out the best in you and vice versa. And with the circumstances of the season, you just, you know, we don't really have that luxury. It's just about filling in and doing the best you can, and you know, trying to plug in any holes that might come up. So you know, obviously it's going to be Paul's decision going forward, but you know, I think we made a pretty good case tonight.
Your coach talked about the circumstances and how when Brian went down, you texted him and asked him if he needed you to go to the middle. He's talked about the extra responsibility that comes with that. Is there something freeing at all about getting to move back into that spot, not just with Mark, but back onto your wing?
You know, I think I've been able to be, you know, somewhat productive as a center iceman, and the goal wasn't, you know, how many points could I get and how could I play the best hockey in my career. It was more just, you know, how can we make this thing work and get the most out of our lineup and try to win some hockey games. And, you know, that was the thought all along. Obviously, in the back of my head, I know where I rank in terms of right wingers in this world. And I like being on the wall. You know, playing with a center ice like Mark makes me a better hockey player. But, you know, like I said, it's not about me. It's not about making me happy. It's about trying to piece together as many wins as we can. And, you know, by doing that, we've stayed in the fight.
Like, what was your reaction to the trade today?
I mean, exciting. You know, I think we just got to get a look at him a few games ago, and you know, he's an NHL defenseman, a guy that is going to, you know, help solidify our back end and give us another able body. I mean, you know, we've got a collection of you know, guys that are you know, really capable back there to get the job done. They've done a heck of a job so far this year, and he's going to add to that mix and you know, just make us more formidable.
You finished the homestand 4-2 and still in the mix. I would just sum it up.
Still in the mix, yeah. I mean, you know, our schedule is gonna get tough, and you know, the opponents are gonna be tough. But you know, I think March is a real opportunity for us. I mean, in years past, it seems like we play every other day, and our marches are crazy. This year isn't quite the case. You know, I think we have a March that, you know, we have a couple stretches where we have 2 days between games, like two or three times, and you know, it's right there for us. So I think there's a lot of excitement in our room about having an opportunity, and you know, we got a lot to play for.